get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. Hi, everybody. Thanks for including us in your weekend plans. Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And it is time to talk golf on the show today. From the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, we have the president of that wonderful organization, Sandy Queen, will be here. The new watchword in golf is sustainability. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that word in golf over the next 12 months. And Sandy will be here to tell us what that means and what's on the GCSAA agenda in 2013. But up first, Tim Forbes. His new book is called It's Game Time Somewhere, How 1 Year, 100 Events, and 50 Different Sports Changed My Life. The book's getting rave reviews, and with good reason. Tim will be here today to tell us about a life-changing decision he made when he hit the age of 40 to walk away from his job in the corporate world and get re-involved with his first love, that of sports, and in particular, golf. That was the inspiration for the book. It's Game Time Somewhere, and author Tim Forbes will join us today here on Tee to Green. We've also got some golf tips headed your way from the head professional here at the Broadmoor Resort, Mark Keble, and a whole lot more as well as we continue live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with another edition of Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We would love for you to head to our website, teetogreenradio.com. While you're there, check out our Facebook page. Tell us you like us as well. Jay and Jerry continuing, and we're going to tee it up with Tim Forbes next as we are worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We interrupt our program with news that a buy one, get one 50% off sale made impact at Old Navy, and what officials say is a sign of impending Chermageddon. We now take you to Shoppers on the scene.
It crashed into Earth with enormous savings. I got a coat, and without warning, jeans were half price. And I bought a sweater and got a performance fleece half off. We're all going to buy.
Save yourself and buy one, get one 50% off the entire store. Now through Thanksgiving Day. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/17 through 11/22 in store only, excludes gift cards.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Get incredible savings at Lowe's with our pre-Black Friday sale. Start by taking 15% off all DeWalt cordless combo kits and miter saws. And while you're there, pick up a 100-count mini Christmas light set for only $1.99. It's the Lowe's pre-Black Friday sale, so hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 11/14 through 11/21. Does not apply to special order or clearance items. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last, see store for details.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100 years. Swan Law Funeral Directors in Colorado Springs at 501 North Cascade, online, www.swan-law.com. Great to have you with us, and again, we say hello to our newest member of the Tee to Green radio family, Sports Talk 1080, the team in Orlando, Florida, Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff, the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, as we are winding down 2012 and looking ahead a little bit already, Jerry, to 2013.
Are we?
Well, some of us are.
Yeah, you know, the golf season pretty much ending right now as we know it, and the tours have lined up their schedules for next year. A few little tweaks in the PGA Tour, shuffling a couple of events based on the dates and the way the weekends fall and everything. But good stuff heading our way again for next season.
One of the words or terms you might be hearing a lot more of in the coming year, 2013, is sustainability and what that means to the game of golf and the growth of the game of golf and the return of growth to golf after many years of flat growth or not much growth in the industry. And later in the hour, Sandy Queen, who's the president of the GCSAA, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, will be here to tell us about sustainability and a few of the other things that are on tap for his organization in 2013.
A lot of golf courses and superintendents are leading this way, kind of looking at different ways to just maintain and manage their golf courses. We are, you know, a Pinehurst is a perfect example where they are changed the way their whole watering system is done. And when the both U.S. Opens come to Pinehurst in 2014, people get a real different look of that course than they're used to seeing in the past. So that's a perfect example of what we're talking about here.
Sustainability right there. Well, our first guest grew up in Ellington, Connecticut, went to Ithaca College, played some Division III basketball for a time. Along the way, he picked up an associate degree at the Professional Golfers Career College in Temecula, California. And then he worked for three major pro golf tours, Symetra Futures Tour, the LPGA Tour, and the PGA Tour. When he hit 40, he made a life-altering decision. And I think I made a life-altering decision, but I made it like 10 years later when I hit 50. I wish I would have made it when I was 40. But that led to his penning a book called It's Game Time Somewhere, How 1 Year, 100 Events, and 50 Different Sports Changed My Life. And we're happy to welcome to Tee to Green today, Tim Forbes. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm well, thanks.
How long ago did you hit 40?
Well, I hit 40, mathematics now, 14 years ago.
Oh.
And, yeah, what happened was, it's kind of the book and my journey, kind of a story within a story. Because I, you know, kind of went through corporate America the traditional way until I got to 40, but had always had a love of sports and knew that's really where I belong. So at 40, that's where I kind of bit the bullet, walked away from a corporate American job, and then started over at the bottom in the sports industry.
I liked the phrase you used in the book. You said you got tired of trading time for money.
That's pretty much what it was. I mean, I grew up chasing every kind of ball imaginable when I was a kid. I played all the sports, and unfortunately, I grew up at a time when sports management degree programs didn't exist yet. If I had been born maybe a decade later, I wouldn't have done that side trip into corporate America, gone right into sports management. So something needed to be done, though, so I needed to make that move at 40, and it worked out tremendously well. But then after 10 years in the business, I started to realize that I really wasn't working in sports so much as working in sports-related pastimes. It really wasn't nourishing that love of sports that got me to drop everything and go into sports in the first place.
So did you get the golf degree before you hit 40 or after you hit 40?
That was my first step. When I quit my job, I went to school at the Professional Golfers Career College. That was step one. And tremendous experience. Learned a ton about the golf industry, and they introduced me to the PGA Tour, where I went to work at the Match Play Championship. And I'm going to guess I was probably the PGA Tour's oldest unpaid intern in their long storied history.
I was going to say, I understand you were picking up the big bucks right away.
I was happy to do it. I mean, that's the key about starting in the sports business, and that's why it's so important for kids to know they want to go into it and go right into a sports management program, because you always have to start at the bottom. There's no way around it.
And speaking of starting at the bottom, I guess putting the pegs in the ground that they put the ropes on to keep the fans separate from the players is pretty much on the bottom, isn't it?
It is. That was my first experience with tour golf. I was at the school, and the Inland Empire Classic, which was a buy.com event at the time, was looking for just somebody to spend a week doing the bidding of the operations director, and I was more than happy to volunteer for that. And one of the things that we had to do first was rope and stake the course, and it was on a course that was just baked hard, kind of out near the desert. And it took a couple of days of nothing but one long swing with a sledgehammer after another to get those stakes in there. And I think the second day I woke up in the morning and I had no feeling in my arms whatsoever from just the jangling of all the metal on metal. And so that was my introduction to operations in tournament golf.
Yeah, nothing beats trying to put metal into hard ground, that's for sure. Tim, I want to back up just a second. When you decided to leave the corporate world, obviously this was something that you didn't make a decision overnight. You were married, are married. How long was the process between you and your wife of just saying, okay, we're going to do this?
Well, she is also, a striver. She's not necessarily an athlete, but she's a striver, and so she really wanted to take the next step in her career and get her MBA. So we were kind of talking about what we were going to do at one point, and what happened was the deal. We agreed that she would go back to school to get her MBA full time, and then when she got a job and got all set up, then it would be my turn to do whatever it took to break into the sports business. So that whole thing took about 2.5 years from end to end. And, 2.5 years is, sounds like a long time, but really was an eye blink, and everything worked really, really seamlessly.
How long were you an unpaid intern, and when did you start making a little money at it?
I worked for the tour for two match plays. One of them was in Australia at the time, so I wasn't on site there. But I started just before that particular event and worked all the way up through the next one. So I worked for the PGA Tour for about a year and a half, and the last 4 or 5 months of that, I was paid, and I use the term loosely, a stipend. So about a total of a year and a half that I was with the PGA Tour. And then I went to work in the facility management side of the business, which was a whole another set of challenges altogether.
And you had a little bit of a golf background, at least did you not, before you started getting involved with these tours?
I was really, really, the same timing that had me, born a little bit too early for sports management programs worked to my advantage from a golf standpoint, because I was able to grow up in an era of caddying, when caddying was, still maybe not prevalent, but there was a course in my town that that was looking for caddies, and I happened to be hanging around with one of my friends one summer day, and he was going down to ask about a job, so I went with him and knew nothing about golf at the time. And really, as a matter of fact, my only exposure to golf was that somebody, for whatever reason, had left a big box of golf balls at the end of my driveway one day. I have no reason to understand why. But when I got home, I thought this is the greatest thing that had ever happened to me because, you know, with a Louisville Slugger, you can hit a golf ball a long way into the woods. So there had to have been 500 of them. And this was before I started caddying, before I started playing golf, and I wound up hitting all 500 golf balls into the woods, which I deeply regretted later on.
So where did you started pretty much at the bottom with taking this unpaid internship in the golf industry. Where did those jobs eventually lead you to?
As I said, I went to the facility management side of the business and worked there as a general manager at three different locations in the Southeast. And while it was, you know, really good work, really rewarding work, and working in the golf business was everything that I thought it would be, my heart really was in the tour side of the business. So the first opportunity that came up to get back onto the tour side of the business, I jumped on, and I went to work as an operations manager for the Futures Tour. So I think I was probably in facility management for 3-4 years, and then got back to kind of my rightful calling of being on the tour side of the business.
All right. The book is called "How It's Game Time Somewhere, How 1 Year, 100 Events in 50 Different Sports Changed My Life." We'll get into actually writing the book and how you spent that 1 year in our next segment. If you hang around, stick around, and stay with us. Okay, Tim?
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Tim Forbes from the Los Angeles area now. Grew up originally in Connecticut. It's Game Time Somewhere, the title of the book, and we'll continue with him as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort. We're in Colorado Springs, Colorado, each and every Sunday as we talk golf coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tee to Green, the Golf Show.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to speak to you a little bit about the setup, grip of a full golf swing. Two very, very important things to be able to put together to play consistent golf. Your first being the grip. If you want to hit good golf shots, you better learn how to grip the club correctly. Your left thumb has got to go about 1 o'clock, right thumb about 11 o'clock on the other side. They oppose each other. The club is gripped in the palm of the left hand and the fingers of the right. Very, very important. They need to stay together to have them act as a hinge as much as possible. Now the setup, your feet need to be about shoulder width apart. Your hands about a Coke can away from your legs. Left shoulder slightly higher than your right. That's important because your right hand is lower on the shaft than your left. Also, your feet, hips, and shoulders all need to be parallel. In other words, you don't want your hips open, your shoulders open, or 1 foot behind the other. This will help you hit good golf shots no matter what your lie is, no matter what the distance into the green is, or if you're off the tee. Good habits to get into for any long swing.
For more on the swing and on the grip, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional.
Hey, don't forget, for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's At Your Service. There's no job too small or too big for At Your Service. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717. Or send them an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, At Your Service again on another Sunday morning edition of Tee to Green from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. As we continue with our guest, Tim Forbes, the book is called It's Game Time Somewhere, How 1 Year, 100 Events, and 50 Different Sports Changed My Life. And Tim, if we can fast forward just a little bit, I'm wondering how you went from being like the general manager of the Futures Tour to actually writing this book.
Well, I kind of reached a point after 10 years of working in the golf business. I was happy and satisfied, but something was missing. And I mean, I'm sure you guys know, Jay and Jerry, what it's like to work in the golf business. You just, after a while, stop playing. For one reason or another.
So true.
It's just,
or you play a lot less.
Exactly. So that had kind of spilled over to all of my sports activity and watching, and I really was as far away and disconnected from sports as I had ever been in my life, which really concerned me. And actually, a friend of mine one day out of the blue just asked me during a conversation, Tim, do you still even love sports anymore? You don't sound like you do. Which was a big wake-up call for me. So I decided to, I hadn't been really to a sporting event in over 10 years because I was just busy working them. And so I went to, just to try out what being a fan was like, I went to a basketball game at Loyola Marymount University and it was a big conference game against nationally ranked Gonzaga. And I just went, sat in the bleachers, and just absorbed it all. And it was it turned out to be a hugely entertaining upset. It was actually the first time Loyola Marymount had ever beaten a nationally ranked team at home. So it just jump-started my desire to see more sports. And one thing led to another, and I realized that I really had to do this. I really had to find out if whether leaving kind of a comfortable corporate American existence and walking away to start all over again had been worth the financial risk, or whether I had just kind of torpedoed both my bank account and my love of sports at the same time. So it was a calling.
Yeah, so then did you come up with a game plan? You were going to go to these events, or did you just sort of wing it?
Something in between. I started to call it my sports walkabout because it was kind of organized within certain parameters. But my goal was I wanted to see the broadest possible spectrum of sports as they're played in America. And so I wanted to include 50 different sports. And I had one rule, that the game had to mean something. It wasn't, you know, just a practice game or an exhibition game or just a bunch of people playing pickup sports. It had to be something, you know, during which the athletes would be, you know, testing themselves against the competition. And that was my one rule. So I just started to gather information, spent a lot of time on the Internet looking up all different sports and the various governing bodies and the leagues and places that they play their national championships. And so I started off that way and you know, mapped out a course, which then, of course, yeah, constantly kept shifting and changing. And when I got down to the end of the year, I was kind of scrambling to be able to fit 50 different sports in, because 50 different sports is a lot of sports.
Yeah, it is.
Tim, I was going to ask you about that. That's got to include a few obscure things that people don't go and watch every now and then. You want to list a couple of those that maybe people wouldn't think about right away?
Oh, sure. There are a lot of them. I guess probably the one that's farthest from what you would call the mainstream is I went to the World Kickball Championships.
That would qualify, yes.
But I saw professional polo. I saw the National Synchronized Swimming Championship, the National Badminton Championships. And one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to take in sports at the various, what I call them, genres. I didn't want to just see basketball, just a game. I wanted to see it played by men, by women, at the pro level, the college level, the high school level. And I did that with sports like volleyball, and found, much to my delight, that the further the game was away from the kind of national spotlight, the more accessible it was and just the more fun it was.
Mm-hmm. And as you were doing this, Tim, did you do this with the thought in mind of writing the book, or were you writing the book as you were doing this?
I wrote a blog right from the beginning, and I had a sponsor to defray the expenses. So I wrote a blog just to kind of hold my own feet to the fire, because I'd made a commitment to do this, and I wanted to make sure that I was on the hook. So I started a blog, and I wrote about each and every event all the way throughout the year. And about halfway through, it did occur to me, you know, this would make a pretty good book, actually.
What year was this?
I started in February of 2010 and finished up 1 year later.
Tim, whenever we have authors on, I tend to go right to the contents page of their books right away, and because some of you guys are pretty original with some of your chapter titles and such like that, and a couple of yours, you know, just jump out at me. You know, chapter 5, drop the camera and back away slowly. What's that about?
That's my love letter to the PGA Tour's policy, dictatorial policy about communication devices and small cameras. I hear that they may be easing back a little bit on that, but the PGA Tour was the only sporting event that I went to that was just ruthlessly anti-camera, anti-phone, anti-anything that could possibly be used to help someone. Snap off a little picture and email it to a friend or something like that. So it kind of reached its pinnacle at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, where literally the wait to get onto the shuttle buses was over an hour long because they were basically frisking everybody in search of a BlackBerry. Or, I understand that, a nice big camera with clicking shutter and that kind of thing. That I understand that completely, why they wouldn't want that there. But, you know, a little iPhone camera or something like that isn't going to bother a golfer in any way, shape, or form. But they were shaking everybody down for it. So by the time I finally got to the first tee, I'd been, you know, in transit from my car for almost 2 hours. And so that's kind of how that the name of that title came about. Kind of did a little satire on how the taking of a picture will steal your soul, according to the world of golf.
It wouldn't bother most golfers unless their initials were TW. So.
right, exactly.
Well, I wish we had a little more time to talk about this, but I hope we whetted folks' appetite. They'll go out and pick up a copy. Be a great stocking stuffer for this upcoming holiday season. It's Game Time Somewhere, a 1 year, 100 events and 50 different sports changed my life. And I imagine available online and at bookstores everywhere. Tim?
Yes, it's starting to roll out now. If you go to my website, it's gametimesomewhere.com. There's a link that will take you right to a purchase page. And then certainly by the Christmas time, it'll be available wherever books are sold.
It's gametimesomewhere.com. Tim, thanks for joining us today, and continued success to you and your book.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciated the talk. I could have gone on for a long time.
Tim Forbes with us today on TD Green. Coming up, Sandy Queen, Golf Course Superintendents Association.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about distance putting. Distance putting is always, always a speed priority golf shot. Too many people concentrate way too much on direction on a putt of any distance, sake of argument, 15 feet and longer. What I want you to do is always concentrate on just the speed of the putt. You will be far more apt to make a three putt if you hit it too hard or too soft than east or west of the cup. And if the ball goes right to left, you're going to use a little of that knowledge. But your main priority with any putt of any distance is speed. Remember that. More three putts are made by hitting it too hard or too soft than east or west of the cup.
For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. This portion of Tee to Green, presented by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Pikes Peak, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, Swan Law Funeral Directors online, www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butinoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to have you with us. And if you're a veteran listener of Tee to Green, you know how much we like golf course superintendents. We think they're some of the unsung heroes in the golf industry. And we're happy to be joined right now by the president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the big guy. This is Sandy Quinn joining us today on Tee to Green. Sandy, how you doing? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, I'm doing great. Looking forward to a good visit.
Buttered you up with all those kind words now, didn't I?
That's right. I should have recorded that.
Okay, no charge. I won't send you a bill or anything. But great for you to take a little time to join us today on the show. And one of the things one of the reasons I gave you a call and wanted to talk to you, we've been hearing this term, this word, sustainability, a lot these days, and I noticed that you've addressed that in some of the reports that you put out and some of the things you've sent out from the GCSAA about sustainability in the game of golf and what it's going to mean, what it means to the industry, what it's going to mean to the industry, and maybe for our listeners, you could talk a little bit about sustainability and what it is.
Well, you know, the Environmental Institute for Golf is a subcomponent of GCSAA, and it's really our philanthropic organization that was put together to raise funds to help provide education, research, and advocacy and scholarships for our members. Sustainability, as we've been working with the We Are Golf campaign, which is all the different allied golf associations together, one of the common threads is going to be our environmental impact and the ability to have sustainable operations, and that goes down to the type of turf grasses that we're using, the water that we're using, the fertilizers, et cetera, the cost to maintain the golf course. So it's really a broad terminology, of course, sustainability. But the bottom line is, what it means is, what are we going to need to be able to do to be able to continue to maintain golf courses and meet golfer expectations into the future while having a positive impact on our local environments and our communities in doing that. So there's really quite a few different components to the sustainability issue that we're looking at. But in a nutshell, it's, you know, how do we maintain golf courses in such a way that it will be sustainable over a long period of time and meet the needs of our players.
And this is not something that's just for a particular type of golf course, a low end or a high end. This is for every golf course there is it not?
Yes, it really is. You know, we have a broad spectrum of different playing opportunities, different price ranges. But, you know, one of the things that we're looking at and working with the USGA, they came out several years ago and they made an initial comment about brown is beautiful, and that didn't set real well with not only the golf course superintendents, but also the people that play golf. So some of the things that we're trying to do, you know, we think that research is the long-term solution to some of the challenges that we have. You know, we know players like good conditions, and they like nice, pretty green conditions. People show that all the time, how they expend their dollars and stuff. And what we're trying to do is develop turf grasses that can have those characteristics to where a player doesn't have to adjust their expectation, but yet as superintendents we'll be able to provide them with the conditions that they want with a turf grass that is more efficient from use of resources, water, mowing, et cetera, and things like that. So we're putting an awful lot of emphasis on the research component of things. We're also spending an awful lot of time on our advocacy arm as we're working with both state and local and federal governments on advocacy issues, rules and regulations that add to the cost of maintaining golf courses. And so we're working quite a bit on that. But, I mean, the main component, I think, of what we're trying to do is to be able to develop educational programs that we can deliver to our members that will allow each golf course, regardless of where they're at on the spectrum of golf, the ability to be able to gain information through environmental programs that will allow them to become a positive asset to their community and begin their march towards sustainability. Sustainability is a long process. You know, it's one that we may not ever achieve, but it's one that we want to be working towards, and the environment has to be an important part of that. And our thought is one step at a time, continual improvement day by day, year by year on the golf courses as we become better and better stewards of the golf course, therefore controlling the cost of play for the golf courses as well.
Sandy, you're kind of in the early stages of this educational process. How's the fight going? I mean, whether we're talking about a city-owned municipal course or a real high-end country club, let's say, are people starting to buy into this philosophy?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it, and many people, many of our superintendents have done that voluntarily. Other superintendents are being pushed into it by their communities, the activism in their communities and stuff. GCSA offers what we call a toolbox, which is six or seven different environmental programs that we encourage our superintendents to become a member of. Our biggest one is the Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary Program, where we have over 2,600 of our members that participate in that particular program. In addition to that, there's a lot of other ones around the country. But no, our members have really begun to grab the mantle on this. You know, I think they see the advantage to it. And I know personally that over the years, the more that I have gotten involved in these environmental initiatives and stuff, it really has changed my own personal views. Not only did I always consider myself to be a good steward, but now this environmental programming and stuff is actually making a positive impact on my community, and it's actually lowering the cost to deliver the product to the golfers. So I think as people can see that, planet and profit kind of go hand in hand here, I think you'll see more and more people do that. We're trying to encourage our members to get ahead of mandated government rules and regulations. You know, if we don't do the right kind of things on the golf courses, the government's going to come in and they're going to insist that we do things a certain way, and we want to be able to do it scientifically, what we think will be best to deliver it. So we're having pretty good participation. You know, it's not required for anybody to participate in that, but the vast majority of our members are all in some type of an environmental program.
Yeah, and we should point out, too, that the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America is not alone in this. You are part of the We Are Golf Coalition. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's been, over my last few years on the board of directors, it's been really exciting. Of course, the PGA has kind of been our a main direction in that. I mean, we're all equal organizations, but the PGA deserves a lot of recognition for their financial investment into the We Are Golf. But really, that's involved basically all of the allied associations, the USGA, the GCSA, the PGA, all working together from a governmental standpoint to go out and communicate the positive golf, the economic impact of golf, the fact that it's a $76 billion industry and one of the largest sports industries in the world, kind of telling the story, the amount of philanthropic dollars that are raised not only by the PGA Tour, but more importantly on the local golf courses through charity events, et cetera. And we're really just trying to tell the story of golf. Golf, it's funny how golf had become a bad four-letter word over a period of time here. And this all started with Katrina when golf was excluded from being able to get any kind of financial relief. We were hooked in with massage parlors and gambling houses and stuff. And we're trying to tell the story that golf is not just a rich elitist sport. The majority of golf is played on public daily fee golf courses. So the We All Golf campaign's worked great for that. We've gone to Washington for the last 4 years, and we've met with our different congressmen and senators from around the country. And we're really making some good progress, making some good friends. But most importantly, we're educating the lawmakers about what golf really is and the people that we employ and the diversity that we have in our overall golf community.
Sandy, what about the actual players? How are you educating them, and what can the weekly golfer do to help out with this whole idea?
Well, you know, the PGA Tour is probably the trickiest part to get a hold of. I mean, you know, their business is so focused on playing golf and stuff. And, I mean, they support us in many ways, but they're out there doing their thing to make a living and stuff. They do add some of their weight for some public service announcements. The main thing I think that the player can do, because really these programs are ultimately for our players, is to encourage their golf course superintendent and their PGA professional to work together as a team to adopt a good environmental program that will improve their golf course from an environmental standpoint, not only sustainable practices, but also the development of the different things that the golf courses can do, water management and habitat development. And it really becomes quite exciting. There's so many case studies around the country of guys that are really, really good at doing this. On our website, the EIFG, you can go on there and look under case studies. And, I mean, there's just superintendents that have a strong passion for this, that have taken this to a place that is unbelievable, and their golf courses are an important part of their community, not only by the golfers but by the surrounding people for the environmental positives they bring in there. But you know, the main thing with the golfers is encouragement, I think, for the superintendents and the pros to work together on that. And then the other thing too that golfers are going to need to do, and I don't want them to adjust their expectations for quality, but when different conditions, weather conditions, etc., create some challenges, I think the ability to be able to kind of deal with what we have really makes a difference in helping to control the overall cost. So you're not going to have a perfect lie every time. We're pretty spoiled in this country with our turf grass types and stuff, that if we get into an area that's a little thinned out or something, it kind of gets our attention. And more, we don't want to completely lower our expectations, but I think we also need to understand that to take it down a notch or two really makes a big difference with the amount of money we have to spend on the golf courses, and more importantly, the amount of inputs from a chemical standpoint that we need to put into the golf course. So, you know, just a little bit of forgiveness, I think, from the players for those non-perfect lies and stuff that they get out there. And I'm not trying to make any excuses. I'm just saying together that if we can work together to provide the best we can at a reasonable cost with less inputs, that the game long-term will benefit from that.
Sandy Quinn is our guest. He's the president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. And Sandy, as we close out 2012 and look ahead to 2013, besides sustainability, what's the other major issue maybe on your agenda?
Well, from GCSA's standpoint, we continue to put emphasis on education to our members, trying to provide them the tools to be able to maintain their golf courses as best they can. Of course, we look forward to GCSAA. Our main conference is out in San Diego this year, and you know, we're hoping to have 16,000 of our people out there to participate in that. Golf course conditions, I think, continues to be where we want to strive. Do more with less, trying to work on improved efficiencies, et cetera, and stuff. And again, just trying to give our members the tools. That's what we're looking for.
All right. We're out of time, but thanks for joining us, and come back and visit us again sometime, all right?
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and hope everybody has a great time playing some golf.
Sandy Quinn, the president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, with Jay and Jerry, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Tee to Green.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Along with our producer in our West Coast studio, Scott, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, tee to green. We like to call it the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, and we're not done yet. Jerry's here for a look at what's happening on tour.
Last big event of the year, the title holders Women's Tour Championship down in Naples this year, the Twin Eagles Club. That facility also hosts a Champions Tour event, but this one is played on the other course. And Nayeon Choi, this year's U.S. Open winner, is the leader after three rounds. She's at minus 12 after a 69 yesterday, one ahead of Ai Miyazato, two ahead of Soyeon Yu, last year's U.S. Women's Open champion, and three better than Corrine Ishii and Brittany Lincecum, and then there's a whole gaggle of players right behind them, too. So it should be a good finish today on the Golf Channel for the final event in the women's schedule for this year. And one other big thing going on, the Australian Masters. Ian Poulter, who won this last year, trying to defend, he's one up over Adam Scott heading into the final round.
Looks like he's poised for a big year in
2013. You know what? If he would devote a little more time to playing over here, I think people should be wary.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Especially
he plays very big in very big events.
He does.
That's been his MO ever since he's been a professional golfer. He comes up big in the big tournaments.
Look no further than the Ryder Cup.
Exactly.
Evidence of that. Hey, it's a game time somewhere. The book by Tim Forbes. Christmas coming up. It'd make a great stocking stuffer. It's GameTimeSomewhere.com, the website. You can find out more about that. We thank Tim for joining us today on Tee to Green. And also our thanks to the president of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, Sandy Queen, for being with us as well. We thank you for joining us and making Tee to Green a part of your weekend. And that's pretty much going to do it for this week's edition. For Jerry, I'm Jay, and for Scott, our producer, till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.